From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych has announced a truce with opposition forces to end fatal clashes in Kiev. A statement on the president's website announced that negotiations between Yanukovych and opposition leaders will follow. Earlier, the Ukrainian government announced the launch of what it calls a massive anti-terrorist operation across the country, after violent clashes with protesters in the capital Kiev left at least 26 people dead and nearly 250 injured. Daria Bondarchuk reports from Moscow.
The anti-terrorist operation means more strict security measures and cordons on the roads and in the streets of the Ukrainian capital. Military troops also may be involved in keeping stability in the country, according to the Ministry of Defense statement. According to recent reports, some 1,500 firearms and 100,000 bullets went missing over the last 24 hours across the country. The authorities say they may end up in the hands of radical groups and turn up in Kyiv shortly.
In response, American and European leaders warned that urgent sanctions may be necessary. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry reiterated that the United States is open to imposing sanctions on Ukraine. Here's Kate Fisher from Washington.
It's been reported that John Kerry is expected to reiterate that the United States is open to imposing sanctions on Ukraine, a threat the Obama administration first made more than 2 months ago. U.S. officials have previously said they were reluctant to impose sanctions, preferring to seek a diplomatic solution. The political crisis erupted last year when Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych spurned a trade deal with the EU and instead accepted a $15 billion Russian bailout.
U.S. President Barack Obama is facing tricky questions at a one-day summit in Mexico. From his Mexican and Canadian counterparts on a raft of stalled trade, energy, and immigration issues. The meeting of North American leaders in Toluca, Mexico, is likely to be frosty, amid frustration over the lack of progress on the Keystone XL pipeline, immigration reform, and trade talks with Asia. Nina Maria Potts reports.
The so-called Three Amigos Summit comes as the Obama administration attempts to wrap up key negotiations on the Trans-Pacific Partnership known as the TPP, involving 12 countries, including Mexico and Canada. Critics say the lack of progress on trade issues reflects the U.S. administration's lack of commitment. President Obama has faced pushback from congressional Democrats in his efforts to fast-track trade deals without Congress amending them. And there are fears that without those fast-tracking powers, there'll be a significant delay to the trade agreement with Asia. The focus of the summit in Mexico is economics and trade, but the issue of energy, especially the development of the Keystone pipeline, also tops the agenda.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Cossacks acting as part of the security forces in the Sochi Winter Olympics in Russia have publicly whipped members of the protest rock group Pussy Riot. On Monday, two members of the group were arrested and reportedly beaten before being released. Pussy Riot is known for their vehement criticism of President Putin. Two band members were released from jail in December. The number of new homes being built in America has dropped dramatically, according to new data. Particularly wintry conditions felt across much of the country is being blamed for the slowdown. And there's been mixed economic news out of Britain after data showed the unemployment rate edged up to 7.2% in the quarter to December, easing pressure on the Bank of England to raise interest rates. However, Prime Minister David Cameron welcomed the figures, trumpeting the fact that there was a fall of 125,000 in the jobless figure for the same period. And prosecutors in the phone hacking trial of the News of the World newspaper in Britain have told jurors that former British Prime Minister Tony Blair offered to be an unofficial advisor to the former News of the World newspaper editor, Rebecca Brooks. Wrapping up its case, the prosecution said Mr. Blair told Brooks to tough up and consider taking sleeping pills. UK correspondent Dan Whitehead has the story.
Prosecutors showed an email to the Old Bailey, which they say was sent to James Murdoch, the then News International executive chairman, in July 2011, the day after the final News of the World was published. In it, Mrs. Brooks said Tony Blair, who she'd spoken to 6 days before her arrest, was available to her, James, and Rupert Murdoch as an unofficial advisor. The email allegedly summarising Mr. Blair's advice included a recommendation to publish a Hutton-style inquiry, a reference to the death of government weapons advisor Dr. David Kelly. He allegedly advised her to keep strong and definitely sleeping pills.
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.